This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And whatnot.
Right.
People, there will be spikes again, just inevitably. And you're right. Like, I can't imagine whereby government is going to be doing this kind of testing. It doesn't, asymptomatic, widespread testing. Doesn't seem like we are headed that way. And so I wondered in the first hour if it wouldn't make sense for, you know, if all of a sudden we're coming back to Entercom test everybody who comes to Entercom, or figure out a way to do it, that Walmart test everybody at a Walmart. Like, in the end, the University of Memphis, figure out everybody all that was going to be at Memphis. I don't sense that government is on any kind of a mission to do that, to get that done. Widespread asymptomatic testing.
Some of the countries in Asia did when they were coming out of SARS, right? Get fever stations, like, as public things. Like, you know, it's not, you have like fever checks as you're like going into the airport or going into, you know, public things. Masks became common. I mean, as a society, I worry that a lot of people out there have this desire for government to do something that government cannot do, which is make it go away and make things be normal. You can lift all restrictions if you want to. Like, you can say we're normal, but we're not.
We
can't make that happen.
No, but government,
no matter how much people
government
make,
can
people
do
want.
Things that it's not doing, though. However, that's the problem. It's funny because right. CNN just put out a piece, and I'm going to go to basketball in just a second. There's a piece on CNN about a group of experts who have said, listen, this is going to be 18 to 24 months. And until, you know, some herd, till enough people have had it, basically. And they look at three scenarios. The scenario one is the first wave is followed by a series of repetitive smaller waves that occur through the summer and consistently over a 1 to 2 year period, gradually diminishing in 2021. The scenario two, this is the worst case, the first wave, larger wave in the fall or winter, and a smaller in 2021. That one will require reinstitution of mitigation measures in the fall in an attempt to drive down the spread of the infection. And the third one is a slow burn of ongoing transmission, likely not require institution of mitigation measures, et cetera. But the most optimistic scenario is what I just said, slow burn over the next 2 years. I don't know how you ever get to phase two and phase three then, and I certainly don't know how you get, you know, 20,000 people back at FedEx Forum.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. No. I mean, I think phase two will – I think if they want to get to phase two, they're going to get to phase two the way they got to phase one, because they wanted to get to phase one, right? But that level of – you know, like I said this early on, like, and not to pick on one specific thing, but, like, the idea of, like, a Bill Street Music Fest or Cooper Young Festival or any, like – real, like, dense public gathering, like, the idea of that happening, like, in 2020 to me is insane, right? And so, you know, but at the same time, I would like for my kids to be in school in the fall, like, physically in school, if we can find a way to safely, manageably do that. And so, this has to be a situation-by-situation management process, and we have to be willing to manage our way through it instead of just wishing it away. Because wishing it away will lead to more deaths than we're already having, which is, by the way, a lot of deaths, 60,000 in a month. And it will lead to more economic problems. Like, the economy, we said this before, we said it over and over again, the government didn't take the economy away. The virus took the economy away. And the government can't bring the economy back just by deciding to do it. which is what a lot of people seem to want. They think, you know, we have to open up to bring our economy back. And, like, that's not really going to happen without having some level of control over the virus.
Okay, so we're going to watch Grizzlies games instead, old Grizzlies games, tonight and Sunday as their greatest hits continues. Tonight it is Game 6 against the Spurs, the first series the Grizzlies ever won, and then Sunday is the triple overtime loss to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Game 6, greatest ever? Where do you put that one?
To me, it's a two-way conversation between that game and then the Game 6 2 years later, first-round Game 6 win over the Clippers. Both those games were series clinchers, both at FedEx Forum. Both were dramatic. Both, you know, featured great Zach Randolph. The Clippers one was more chaotic. That was just full chaos by the time you got to the fourth quarter. It was like players getting tossed and guys wrestling on the ground and like the whole thing. And that one's coming up. But in some ways, I think the Spurs one may be my favorite in that, you know, it's the first time you won a series. So it's at that first experience and sort of the exaltation of that first experience. But then the way Zach Randolph dominated that game in the fourth quarter is unlike anything that we've ever seen from a Grizzlies player in terms of one player taking over an entire game when the stakes are at that level.
Comparing those two games, the Clippers game was more raucous. It was more rowdy. Yep. It was more Memphis wrestling at its best, right? But this one has the advantage of being the first one, and you're right. It was a magnificent, particularly down the stretch by Zach. As I recall, Grizzlies got off to a big lead in that one. And honestly, much like game one of that series, I think they actually lost the lead, did they not? And it's like, holy crap, this is happening. And then Zebo took over.
Yeah, they built a big lead in the first quarter, and then it tightened up. And at one point in the fourth quarter, the Spurs took a lead, yes. And so, technically speaking, it was a come-from-behind win in the fourth quarter.
Who was guarding Zebo?
Well, they rotated people, but, the joke I made at the time, and that made sense, is that this was Zach Randolph ushering Antonio McDyess to his retirement.
Well, that's
because
right.
McDyess guarded him in the fourth quarter, and that was the last game Antonio McDyess ever played.
Was this was the gravest played Mike Conley got two early fouls?
Yes, Mike Conley got two fouls, like, in the first 2 minutes. Gravis Vasquez comes out, and he scores, I think, 6 points in, like, his first 90 seconds and ends up playing 24 minutes in the game.
It was magnificent. That one is tonight, and then – And then Sunday we've got the triple overtime game. I read your recap, and again, Chris has written a piece about them both on the Daily Memphian that you can read. Both getting to OT and getting to the second OT were minor miracles on the part of the Grizzlies.
Yeah, I mean, Mike Conley hits a crazy three to force overtime. Gravis Vasquez back again hits maybe the craziest shot in franchise history to force the second overtime. At that point, Mike Conley and O.J. Mayo have both fouled out, and Vasquez hits the crazy three to force the second overtime. And by the time you got to the third overtime, it was curtains. I mean, the Grizzlies were running a perimeter trio of Gravis Vasquez, Tony Allen, and Sam Young against Russell Westbrook, James Harden, and Kevin Durant. And
was it 2-1? Was it 2-1 at that point? The Grizzlies were up 2-1.
Yes, the Grizzlies had won Game One in Oklahoma City, pulled the upset just like they did in the first round against the Spurs. They won Game Three in overtime at FedEx Forum. That was what I call the Norma Ray moment game, the game where people suddenly stopped waving the ground towels and start holding them up. That happened in Game Three. So the Grizzlies were up 2-1. And then, if you know, in this triple overtime game four, if they win that game and pull it out, they have a 3-1 lead. You know, no guarantee you win the series at that point, but the series ended up going seven games. And so, if they'd won that series, they would have been in the conference finals against Dallas. Now, Dallas won the title that year, but that Dallas team was not a juggernaut. It was not, you know, it was not the Steph Curry Warriors. It was not the Shaq and Kobe Lakers. It was a one-off team. And so who knows what would happen.
Did the Grizzlies in that overtime, the triple overtime one, did they have big chances to win it that slipped away?
I'm going to have to go back and actually watch the game. And so they, I mean, it took the shots to force overtime, right? And so it was a Conley shot, a Conley three in regulation to force overtime. It was the Vasquez three to force the second overtime. In the second overtime, based on what I wrote at the time, there were sort of tip-in situations with Randolph and Gasol that might have won the game, sort of, you know, in a scrum, and the shots didn't drop, and that was probably their best chance to win the game.
All right, you wrote you have another entry in your essential Memphis library. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's about Watch Me Fall, which is the final album by Jay Ricard, Jay Lindsay, who died 5 months after the album came out. He would have turned 40 years old today. He was on the cusp of becoming a pretty big star within sort of that indie rock, alt-rock sort of, you know, slice of the culture at the time that he died. He first emerged on the Memphis music scene when he was like 14, 15 years old. He was sort of the little brother to a lot of the Indian punk bands of the 90s, the Oblivions and those kind of bands, and sort of, you know, was a prolific musician. Also had sort of a reputation as being sort of the bad boy on the Memphis music scene, and a well-earned reputation. And that last album he made was partly about him sort of grappling with that reputation that he built for himself, and which I found quite poignant, even, you know, when it came out before he passed. And so I think it holds up really well 10 years later.
Chris, thank you very much. Have a great weekend. We will talk to you again next week.
Thanks.
That is Chris Harrington. By the way, I got a text during that. You can get your mask, of course, from Oak Hall. 761-3580, 761-3580, or oakhall.com, benefit the Church Health Center. You can get masks from Oak Hall made by their crack tailors and seamstresses, or whatever one calls them, who do crackerjack work at Oak Hall. Again, it's 761-3580 or oakhall.com to benefit Church Health. All right, when we come back, taking your calls, 535-3776, 535-3776. It is once again free commercial, Small Business Friday, brought to you by our friends at Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. If you have a business that you want to tell the folks in Memphis about, now is your opportunity. They extended it so wildly popular, they extended it for 1 week. 535-3776, 535-3776. We'll do that when we return. It's Jeff Dawkins Show on a Friday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Arlington, Bartlett, Germantown, Houston, East, MUS, Olive Branch, Christian Brothers, Ridgeway, Collierville, White Station, DeSoto Central, Briarcrest, Cordova, Whitehaven, Lewisburg, St. George's, West Memphis. Wherever you go to school, we want to honor you. Those senior athletes where seasons were cut short, go to 92.9ESPN.com and let us know through the link. The 92.9 FM ESPN Mid-South Senior Athlete Salute. 92.9 is helping the Mid-South stay connected. Hit us up at 92.9ESPN.radio.com/senior.
Maybe you've resolved to have more fun this year. Maybe you've resolved to eat better food. Maybe you've resolved to try new things. Maybe you've resolved to be present and really enjoy your life. Well, I have the answer for any of those resolutions, and it is Bounty on Broad. Bounty on Broad is delicious, locally sourced food served in generous family helpings in a restaurant that is so beautiful, it makes you happy to be alive. If you've been, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you haven't been, it's time to change that. Go and get the crisp Brussels or the pan-seared scallops or the braised pork shank or honestly, anything they serve. My own particular challenge at Bounty is that I love some dishes so much, like the fried oysters, for example, that it's hard for me not to get them every single time. So I hereby resolve to get something new next time I go, and you should resolve to get yourself to Bounty on Broad before any more of this year slips by. Bounty on Broad is located at 2519 Broad Avenue. For reservations, call 901-410-8131 or go to bountyonbroad.com.
Hi, my name is Max. I'm a dad and I make podcasts, but right now things are pretty weird. Most of us are working from home, schools all over the world are closed, so we're asking kids everywhere to send us their best podcast ideas, and we're turning the submissions into a brand new show. It's called The Kids Are All Home.
I like to call this pantry investigations.
Say hi, Rosie. Hi, Rosie.
Subscribe to The Kids Are All Home on radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some of us need to rely on our cars more than ever to safely get to work, the grocery store, and appointments. Whether you need a car now or plan to buy someday soon, cars.com has your match and all the latest deals. Shop from home. Cars.com now features nearly 2 million cars ready for home delivery. Set up virtual appointments with local dealers to tour your favorites. Save the car you want. Click to buy when you're ready. Yep, car shop from your couch. With confidence on cars.com.
With Advance Auto Parts, you can get the part you need from the comfort of your garage. We have a wide variety of parts in stock, and you can get them fast. Order online with Advance Same Day and get your part with same day pickup in store, same day curbside, or same day delivery. It's the fastest way to get the part you need, where you need it, when you need it. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
We've had drinks at your bars and gathered around your tables, where we've met our best friends and toasted to love, cheered our home teams and began our first dates, anniversaries and weddings, our happiest days. You've been there for us. Now we're here for you. Sam Adams is donating $2 million to the Restaurant Strong Fund, where industry workers will receive our support during closures. We urge you to join us and donate today.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Save and respect with a sponsor.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Working at home, you're streaming videos at home, you got your computer at home. Thank God for that. But let's say you want a better computer. Let's say you want a better home office. Let's say something's wrong with your computer. Let's say your kids are driving you crazy for a computer. Let's say your kid's not going to have a real graduation, so you want to give them a computer for graduation. Cooper System. That's the answer. 360-9679. They are essential. Of course, not even the non-essentials are going to be open on Monday, but they are essential. Computer stores are essential, and they've been meticulous and careful about disinfecting and all that. They're also, it's a small store, so you don't have the issues that you have at a big box store running in a million people. 360-9679 is the phone number, 360-9679. If you need repairs, you need consultation on upgrading your home office, if you need a new or refurbished computer, they got all you need. Apple, Lenovo, Dell, everything. New printer? Maybe that's what you need. 360-9679, 360-9679, or in the Mount Moriah Office Park. All right, it is, once again, free commercial. Small Business Friday brought to you by Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. You got 30 seconds. Hold on, I gotta put on my stopwatch here, my phone, stopwatch. 30 seconds. I'm going to say your name, and you tell us why folks should hire you, shop at your store, or whatever else you want to tell us in your 30 seconds. Brought to you, of course, by Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We start with Devin. Devin, you're on.
ForeverWeLove.com not only offers Christian dating for single Christian men and women, but ForeverWeLove.com has the only 24-hour automated prayer line for those suffering from anxiety due to uncertain times this world is currently facing, and for those who possibly need salvation in Jesus Christ. ForeverWeLove.com has 61 prayer combinations to meet your prayer need. 844-472-7729. That's 844-472-7729.
Devin's becoming a regular, man. Forever We Love. He's trying to, and in fairness, he's trying to hook me up with a good Christian woman, very clearly. We go to 535-3776 is the phone number. We now have an open line. We go to Chris. Chris, you're on.
Hey, this is Chris McKelly with McKelly Roofing and Renovations. Called last week, great results. So I'm going to continue it this week. If you notice any storm damage to your roof from the recent storms, if you have any water spots on your ceilings, give us a call. We give free inspections. We'll come out, let you know where you stand. We can work with your insurance companies. We can help you and offer financing also. As we did last week, we'll offer free roof upgrades, give you a better roofing system, and help you out. Give us a call, 901-487-7096.
Thanks very much. 5353776. And for you listeners, it would be nice to support some of these small businesses along the way. They're all struggling. We're all struggling. But small businesses in particular have got to figure out a way through this. And so if you have a choice between some big old national business and a local business, why not? Why don't you go local? We go to Matt. Matt, you're on.
Hi, I have an art gallery called Topps Gallery. We have a vitrine-like space in Madison Avenue Park. It's the only museum or art gallery in the city that has art on view. Right now, we have a 1971 untitled sculpture by artist Jim Buckman. It's a figurative piece made out of inner tube tires.
Where are you?
We're in a vitrine-like space in Madison Avenue Park. That's one of our locations. Our other location is on Front Street, and it's closed because of the pandemic.
So. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Yep. Jim Buckman was my ninth grade art teacher.
Really?
Yes.
Well,
man.
There you go. Get down there and get yourself a look at that. 5353776, 5353776. Bernice, you're on.
Greetings. This is Bernice Jones of CPR Ready Incorporated, and due to COVID-19, we are now offering online CPR courses with virtual skills check. You can visit our website at www.cprreadyinc.com, or you can call us at 901-508-0709. And we also have e-cards available in all amounts. Follow us on social media, on Facebook and Instagram at cprreadyinc.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it. She just got in 27 seconds. Now, I would say when you get to the phone number, say it slowly, or the website, say it slowly. That's my one piece of advice, or repeat it. But I even think one slow, and anyone who's listening to this can go back and listen to the replay. We put up the podcast. What do we call it? Rewind, whatever.
And you can download the radio.com app and use the Rewind feature. But we also put it up on the podcast available.
Yeah, so if there's a business that you missed, we can get you there. Okay, 5353776. It is Small Business Free Commercial Friday, brought to you by Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We go to Bill. Bill, you're on.
Yes, I'm Bill, and I've got a house cleaning company called House Clean Now, and I'll be glad to come out and clean your house in any form, garages, bathrooms, kitchens, vacuuming, windows. We do it all, and one little catch, I am nude. So
What? Thank
women
you.
Women seem to love it.
Thank you, appreciate it. Did he just say he's nude? He's going to come clean your house in the nude?
I guess he's Mr. Clean. Is that more
that
or less
that,
sanitary?
That wasn't Ron Olson, was it?
I was woke on that one.
I was, yeah, okay. So 5353776, we go to Scott. You're on.
Hey, I own NOHS Drug Testing. We are a distributor for the COVID-19 antibody instant test blood finger prick test. We represent Premier Biotech's product. It will give you a reliable result within 10 minutes, just to let you know if you need the 6-inch nasal swab or not. This is a pre-screen device only and is only available to sell to healthcare providers and is not available for the general public. My phone number is 901-299-4079. Jeff, you had Dr. Scott Morris on yesterday. Nobody is going to volunteer to get the 6-inch nasal swab. I had it done on Wednesday, and it was one of the most painful experiences I've ever had.
You've used up your 30 seconds. You've used up your 30 seconds, but we appreciate it. Thanks very much. 5353776. I actually let him go over. 5353776. We go to Jason. You're on.
Hi, this is Jason Green with Think Signs. My store is located on Trinity Road, just west of Germantown Parkway. We are doing all kinds of social distancing signs, floor decals, and banners for your business. We also have clear acrylic barriers to separate employees and customers. You can call me at 507-5626 or on the web at thinkscienceinc.com. I will have on clothes and a face mask.
Thanks very much. That had to be Ron Olson. Hey, Ron Olson this time is putting up a friend, you know?
Ron's a better voice actor, I guess, that I give him credit, because...
Was that him again?
If that was him, if that was indeed him, he's disguising his voice better.
535-3776, tell us about your small business. Away we go. James, you're on.
Hello, James Mitchell with Assured Real Estate Services. During this coronavirus, COVID-2019, if you're thinking about going through forbearance or having issues with your mortgage during this time, feel free to contact me. Area code 901-605-4604. Or you could contact me at 590-1527 for any deferment or forbearances so you can sit down with a professional that can give you the skinny on it all.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it. 535-3776. We got time for a few more of these. It is Small Business Free Commercial Friday, brought to you by Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. If you have a business, if you have a service, goods that you want to tell people about, you can do that. Now we go to Merritt. Merritt, you're on.
Hey there. Good morning, y'all. I'm Merritt of Tennessee Shakespeare Company, here to invite you and your family to join us on Facebook Live every weekday morning at 10:15 a.m. for the Decameron Project. It's an inspiring broadcast with our actors that features classical poetry, literary events, and Shakespeare performance. Now, thousands of Memphis area schools are already learning with our virtual on-demand play shops, and you can join the fun too. The third week of our online adult acting classes start next Monday, May 4th. Connect with us today. Visit the Tennessee Shakespeare Company website at tnshakespeare.org.
Merritt, are you an actor yourself?
How could you tell?
Because you win what we call the Jeffy for the best, you know, the best delivery of the commercials here. So do you act in this with the Shakespeare company?
We do.
You do. You yourself do.
Yes, that's me.
That's you yourself do. Are you a Memphian originally?
I am. Went to University of Memphis. Go Tigers.
All right. Anyway, and what is explain the Decameron Project for me.
So the Decameron Project, we have our actors with all our social distancing protocols basically take over our Facebook live stream, where every morning, 10:15, we have they share some poetry, they share some Shakespeare. It's probably about 5 to 10 minutes every weekday.
All right. Thank you very much, Merritt. I appreciate it. Yep.
Have a great day.
Yep. That is Merritt. Okay, we'll take two more, and then we will wrap this up. We go to Ryan. Ryan, you're on.
You said Ryan?
Yep.
Hey, this is Ryan Staggs with High Cotton Brewing Company. We want to let everyone know that our tap room will be opening up again Tuesday, May 5th at Cinco de Mayo. We are going to be following all the city's protocols for phase one reopening, and we've already got measures in place for our staff to safely serve all of our local patrons and so, hopefully get some suds back out to everyone.
Since
we'll
I have
10 beers back on draft.
Since I have you here, so
yeah,
we know restaurants opened at 50%. Y'all are a tap room. So
that's correct.
So bars also open up at 50%? Is that I have not studied this officially.
That's
I'm sure
correct.
You have. Bars also.
Yes, sir. Part of the phase one. Yes, sir.
How do you keep people socially distant in a bar?
So what the city has asked, according to the protocols for phase one, is they've asked us to post a lot of signage up in the bar or the tap room to kind of remind people to keep doing so. And at the bar itself, there's supposed to be some tape and to let people know, like, this is the distance that's appropriate to step up and be served.
I see.
But otherwise... We're hoping that Memphians are going to do a really good job of policing themselves when in a public place. And as much as everybody's been cooped up, I would assume that people, if they're not policing themselves, someone else will let them know that they should be.
And are you happy that it's going to be open on Cinco de Mayo, or is that like you have the combination of the reopening and Cinco de Mayo at the same time, you know, but just in time for Cinco de Mayo?
We're very thrilled. We actually make a Mexican-style lager. It's one of our staples. So we're very excited about that, but we're not trying to play it up too much to where we run into a situation where we're violating any sort of protocols that the city or the CDC has put in place.
Right. Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate it. Good luck.
Man, thank you guys for having us.
No problem. Last call on this. We go to Kathy. Kathy, you are on.
Hey. This is Kathy Thurman Edwards at 680 West Brookhaven Circle, the State Farm, and we've been somewhat open. I've got two people in the office. Everybody else is working at home. And someone said, we're driving 40% less, but we're still not suing 40% less. So we've got to be there for our customers for claims. They knock on the door. We have masks. We've got the sneeze guard coming in, and we're still going 90 miles an hour, trying to help people. People have claims, storm damage, so we're still out there helping folks, and even picking up groceries for some folks and whatever they. We're calling all of our customers. We're trying to get to all of them, and they need help. We're doing that.
Thank you, Kathy. We appreciate it. Thanks
hey,
very much.
Bye.
Bye. That is Kathy Thurman Edwards, and that wraps up
the agent on Brookhaven Circle.
Yeah, that wraps up Small Business Friday. Again, thanks to Bus Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air for making that possible. We are going to take a break. Back in a moment with the one story you've been waiting for. It's Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Gary Parrish Show, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Athletic directors don't want to play football with no fans for two reasons. One, if it's not safe enough for fans, is it really safe enough for football players? That's a reasonable question. Two, can't put 80,000 people in a football stadium. You're losing a lot of revenue.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. During this interesting time in our history, you can count on 92.9 for live and local news, information and entertainment. For more, go to radio.com/stay connected.
If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out connectingvets.com. It's full of the military news and lifestyle stories that bring vets closer to the things you care about, like benefits, employment, women's issues, and what's happening in the veteran community. It's things that affect your wallet and everything from happy hour to firepower. No matter what branch you were, we're the site that salutes you. ConnectingVets.com.
If you're injured, you need to hear this message. All law firms are not the same, and the law firm you choose can make a huge difference. So how do you choose which firm to represent you? I'm Mike Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Here's my advice. Do your research. Find the firm with the most experience, the best results, with the resources and track record of delivering exceptional service. As America's largest injury law firm, we have thousands of employees, unrivaled technology, investigators, experts, and an army of over 500 lawyers across the country. We are everywhere for everyone. We have the resources to take on the biggest fights and the biggest bullies. Last year alone, over 2 million people like you called Morgan & Morgan in their time of need. And our firm recovered over $7 billion for our clients. So after an injury, who would you choose? Results matter. Reputation matters. Choices matter. There's only one. Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com.
Dial pound law on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Free background information available upon request.
Craving Mexican food but a little short on cash? Today's your lucky day. Enjoy Margarita's Mexican cuisine and get it for half off. $50 for $25 with today's perks deal. Go to getmyperks.com/Memphis. From downtown to Atoka, there's a Margarita's near you. Enjoy your favorite Mexican dishes, including tacos, burritos, fajitas, nachos, chimichangas, and more. Margarita's is providing curbside pickup and in-store dining where permissible. Get your half off deal at getmyperks.com/Memphis. That's getmyperks.com/Memphis.
Small businesses are grappling with the impact of these uncertain times and looking for resources. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create the first ever virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here, from keeping you connected while working remotely with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams to providing relevant content for businesses. Search Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on radio.com, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts starting May 1st.
Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly.
Could your car use a spring cleaning? Now's the time to stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts during Clean Car Month for great deals on everything you need to keep your car looking new, like Mother's California Gold Wash and Wax, just $4.99 for a 64-ounce bottle. Save big on your spring cleaning car products today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I just said,
Jeff Calkins Show. Let's get to the one story you've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
Well, the one story you've been waiting for. You know, Tennessee football recruiting has been absolutely killing it. Absolutely killing it. And we should probably mention that. But before we do that, I want to bring in my friend Mehdi Sadeghi, who from the Smile Center. And this is not a... it's not a commercial spot. Mehdi and I were going back and forth on this reopening thing, and I honestly, like, there's so many wrinkles to it. I was interested from a dentistry perspective because, of course, he is he does the dentistry at the Smile Center for my family, among others, and so he was gracious enough to come on, and I think had some frustrations at least a couple days ago. Mehdi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Good morning. How are you?
So what's the deal with dentistry? Could I get my teeth cleaned?
Yes, you do.
I can?
Well, this is the problem we're having right now, and this has become a little bit of the issue in Memphis and Shelby County, because that's one of the counties that the governor actually kind of separated from a lot of his executive orders. Just a quick history, we actually closed most of the dentists in town, closed their dental offices before the governor mandated us.
Okay.
The American Dental Association came out in first week of March and, again, recommended that we close. And not only just because at that time, really, this whole thing was still unknown. Is it airborne? Is it not airborne? But at the same time, we're concerned about, we are one of the professions that we use a lot of the PPEs, personal protection equipment, as it's called. We have been gloved, masked, face shields ever since we started practicing. So before masks and gloves were a trend in the city and the country, we did that in our offices. So they were trying to also preserve a lot of the PPEs for the first responders. Meanwhile, we've got three different executive orders ever since from the governor directly addressing the dentistry. We got one executive order 18, which was on, I believe it was on March 23rd, that told us, let's just go ahead and close and just do emergency visits till April 13th. So we went ahead and moved all the patients to April 14 or 15. Then a week before that, again, we got executive order 25, and at that time, we were going real high on the numbers. Shelter in place were being placed in a lot of cities. So they came back and said, you know what, let's go until April 30th. And just do emergency. And we've done. We were trying to take the emergency patients so we could take off a little bit of the pressure off the hospitals and the emergency rooms. And then again, a couple of days ago, we got executive order number 31 that tells us, we're going to be opening up on May 6th. That kind of interfered with what we had a few days before it with Shelby County's opening up the phases, because they put non-essential, as I say, you know, pretty much everything else in dentistry on phase one of the Shelby County. The problem was it was not specific. In phase one, pretty much it says cavities, fillings, root canals, extractions.
Hold on. I'm going to read phase one. Phase one says elective dental visits, procedures, and surgeries are allowed if deemed medically necessary, such as fillings, extractions, and root canals.
Correct.
Plus active screening at you need active screening at entrance to dental facilities. So you got to peek people's temperature and telehealth and courage. So it sounds like under that scenario, I can't get my teeth cleaned. I can have medically necessary fillings, extractions, and root canals. Is that's not clear?
No, because as a healthcare professional, for us, more than 90% of our patients have gum disease. Isn't that medically necessary to be treated with cleanings or periodontal treatments? That's the issue that we were going back and forth. When you come to our office, we'd say 90% because there's always that 10% people that come in the office that have been flossing, taking care of their teeth forever.
And then there's me. And then there's me. And then there's me. And then there's me.
HIPAA violation.
I appreciate that. But here's the truth, though. I think you want to have cleanings be in phase one, but I don't think they are in phase one. Isn't that?
That's the thing. That's what we're having issue. And then you of course get the Executive Order 31 that says that the governor's order trumps any local order.
Supersedes. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And what are most Memphis dentists going to do? If I call to book a cleaning next week, what are most dentists going to do?
Well, one of the issues with cleaning a lot of the people had was the aerosol. What a lot of the hygienists use was the machine called Cavitron or Profijet, which creates a lot of the sandblasting.
They take the slam blaster to your teeth. Things flying everywhere. Right. Yeah.
But a lot of hygienists also are doing hand scaling. That means that they go in there and scale and clean the whatever is under the gum or whatever stain you have, and then polish your teeth.
Can't do that.
Right? We're looking at dental offices that we have masks, N95 masks, face shields, caps, gowns. We also have to remember the aerosol concern is not for that patient because that if we're really worried about that patient, that patient already has COVID-19.
Right. It's for the next patient or for the hygienist.
For the next patient or for the staff. The staffs are, and that, again, very important. The employees, the dentists, they are supposed to be having proper PPEs, proper protection. So we are doing everything possible.
The issue here partly what I think is instructive is that I imagine a lot of different businesses are trying to figure it out much as you are. You're trying to, do we make a living? How do we provide services in a way? And I don't think it is obvious to everybody. Okay, but cut to the chase, because I got to let you go here in a minute. If I call the Smile Center to have a cleaning next week, what are you going to do, or do you not know yet?
We're waiting for further notices from the American Dental Association, Tennessee Dental Association, the state. We're waiting. But right now, at this time, we are planning to go ahead with all the pre-screening in the parking lot, all the questions we ask the patient, all the precautions that we've taken.
But then you're going to go ahead and clean teeth.
And we're going to go ahead and do it. We're going to provide. We will not use any Cavitrons or anything that creates aerosols in that room.
Thank you, Maddie. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. All right, so tell me about Tennessee football recruiting. They are right now, my understanding is, top five in the country in recruiting. They had a huge week, massive week this week, and they're in with more big recruits to come. What is happening here?
Jeff, according to the 247 Sports composite poll, after the commitment of Terrence Lewis, a five-star linebacker, ranked number one at his position and number 10 nationally at his position, the University of Tennessee has moved up to number three nationally. They are the number one ranked SEC recruiting class right now. And Terrence Lewis had, without a doubt, an all-time line, speaking with Mike Farrell on his three-point stance, Mike Farrell of Rivals.com. He had the line that said he calls himself the wolf because everyone wants to be the goat until the wolf shows up. That's good stuff.
Listen, I will be happy when Tennessee football is, and I'm not sure that I expected this, but all you have to do is look at the draft. When I first arrived here 26 years ago, 24 years ago, The draft was loaded with Tennessee football players, right? Just as right now it's loaded with LSU football players and Alabama football players. And now it is no longer loaded with Tennessee football players. But it looks like, for whatever reason, they have some things, some good things going on here.
There's no question at all. It was always my question with Jeremy Pruitt, because the first few recruiting classes didn't stack up, and now...
Terrence Lewis, five-star outside linebacker, who you just mentioned. Dylan Brooks, five-star defensive end. Julian Nixon, four-star wide receiver. Kamar Wilkerson, four-star safety. Tyon Evans, the nation's number one JUCO running back. Among the hall for the University of Tennessee. Yeah, it'll be fun if Tennessee is good again. That was always one of the great. What do you think? Top 15 football program? Top 10 football program?
Top 15 for me. Top 15.
Borderline top 10?
Yeah. I think they're right.
Off the top of your head, who's better?
I'd rather.
Historically.
Notre
Dame, Michigan, USC,
Alabama,
Penn State, Alabama. Are any of those controversial? Ohio State.
Florida, I would say.
Seven. That's seven.
Do we say SC?
Where's Georgia? Georgia? Who's Georgia?
I still think Tennessee
does.
Said
SC.
I think Tennessee
How about Florida State? Tennessee more better than Florida State? Florida State had Bowden, but that's all, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess Jimbo had a run, right, too. I think they're in that tier with like Florida State, Auburn. I think Georgia.
Yeah, so basically we had five or six that are, like, I think you have to say are better.
Yeah, tier one.
And then you have another 10 who come in the next tier.
Yeah.
And they're in there somewhere.
And that's where I think the job is, yeah.
Yeah. Well, good for them, because it was looking perilous with what Kirby Smart's doing in Georgia. That was the other issue, was you didn't see how it was going to get better, and now it's getting better. So there you go. What is coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Memphis Athletic Director Laird Veach joins them at 1:25 on Giannotto and Jeffrey. We'll have David Cobb joining us during the program. Dan Wolkin joins GP at 4:25. Jeff joins him at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back Monday. Take care over this weekend, okay? Let's not ruin it for everybody or for ourselves going forward. Social distance. Be respectful. And we'll see you on Monday. For now, our work's done.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. Live on the radio.com free app.
Hey everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. I'm here to tell you that since I was a kid, when I wanted the best Memphis barbecue, I would go to Corky's. Getting together with family, friends, or the team, the best way to celebrate is over slow-smoked hickory barbecue and the other great food at Corky's. And by the way, tell them Penny sent you.
You need a new car to get to appointments and work safely. But you don't just need a car for now. You're ready to find the one for the long haul, your match. With over 4 million new and used cars, Cars.com has your match. And it's easier to find than ever. Car shop from your couch with confidence. Connect with dealers to tour cars virtually. Search great prices, find cars ready for home delivery. Meet your match on Cars.com.
There will be parties again soon, and family gatherings. There'll be parades and sporting events and concerts. To help our communities when they come back together, respond to the 2020 census now. Spend a few minutes online today to impact the next 10 years of healthcare, infrastructure, and education. Respond online today to make America's tomorrow brighter. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.